Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. Two Berliners are among the top 10 teachers in Germany. Tatjana Inken from the Johann Gottfried Herder Gymnasium in Lichtenberg and Sebastian Telschow from the Werner von Siemens Gymnasium in Zehlendorf. And yesterday, they received the German Teacher Award in the Outstanding Teachers category. Inken teaches German and history and is the interim deputy head of Herder Gymnasium. The jury recognized Inken for her fair assessments, new ideas and concepts in teaching, as well as her passion for her profession. Telschow teaches history, politics, and biology at Werner von Siemens Gymnasium, where he is also the head of the social science department and a member of the extended school management team. His new interactive teaching methods helped him win the award, and he was also recognized for being a trusted mentor and role model. When interviewed by RBB, he expressed his surprise and great joy at receiving the award. Berlin's Education Senator Katharina Günther-Wunsch, more on her in today's last story, congratulated both of them and praised their passion for their profession, dedication, and innovative teaching methods, which create a great learning atmosphere for their students. The German Teacher Award Unterricht Innovativ, or Innovative Teaching, is given in three categories, and winners are selected by a jury of experts from the fields of education, science, and politics. A new law aimed at reducing packaging waste in the gastronomy industry is apparently being implemented to a limited extent in the region and has so far been hardly controlled. Since January, the reusable offer obligation has been in effect, which requires many restaurants and other catering businesses to provide reusable containers if they offer takeout foods and drinks in disposable packaging. Small businesses with no more than 5 employees and a sales area of no more than 80 square meters are exempt from the law. In Berlin, targeted controls have only been carried out in 2 of the 12 districts to see if restaurateurs are complying with the new law. The responsibility for checking compliance with the law lies with the municipal administrations. And the Hotel and Restaurant Association in Berlin, or DIHOGA, believes that many affected entrepreneurs still do not know that they may have to provide reusable packaging. The Environmental Action Germany has filed a lawsuit against several corporations and franchisees within large chains, such as Edeka, Riva, Starbucks, and Yormas, who allegedly do not comply with the new law. Other companies, such as Sinistar, Cineplex, or Backvac, have improved their reusable offers after test visits by the Environmental Action Germany at the beginning of the year and committed to complying with the legal requirements in the future. Over the weekend, families organized bike demonstrations under the name Kittikel Mass in Berlin to demand safe bike and school routes. According to police, the participants, including many children, rode on both days with a total of 800 people. The event was organized by the General German Bicycle Club Berlin, or the ADFC, the Initiative Changing Cities, and the Verkehrsclub Deutschland Nordost. The aim was to request the government provide more safe bike lanes separated from car traffic and more bicycle parking spaces. The parents who participated wanted their children to travel independently, safely, and reliably to school without their help. The Kittikel Mass initiative called for over 400 children's demonstrations nationwide over the weekend. As mentioned in our first story, as part of our new Senate series, we'd like to highlight Katharina Günther-Wunsch. The 40-year-old is a member of the Christian Democratic Union, or the CDU, and serves as the Senator for Education, Youth, and Family in Berlin. Günther-Wunsch's responsibilities include creating more daycare and school spaces, hiring teachers and educators, and implementing digitization in schools. Her biggest challenges include addressing the shortage of approximately 1,000 teachers in Berlin, improving the performance of Berlin's students, and improving the personnel situation in youth offices. Her qualifications and experiences include being elected to the Berlin House of Representatives in 2021, serving as a member of the Presidium and Education Policy Spokesperson for the CDU and the Berlin House of Representatives. She was also a district counselor in Marzahn-Hellersdorf from 2016 to 2021 and has been a member of the CDU Volatal since 2013. She has a background as a teacher and served as deputy principal of a community school in Neukölln for almost 4 years. In addition, she taught at German schools in Namibia and South Africa in 2007. Katharina Gunter-Wunsch was born in Dresden and enjoys hiking and living in green spaces. She is married and has 4 children. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.